This is another episode, chapter 12, in our continuing story about the race riots in Wales in 1919. And this is the race riots in Newport, 6th and 7th of June 1919. The first of the race riots in Wales actually broke out in Newport on the 6th of June, when it was alleged that a black man had made an insulting remark to a white woman. A white soldier then attacked him. Violence quickly flared as an angry mob of white people began attacking at random all perceived non-white people, who then began retaliating in turn with whatever they had to hand, including sticks, pokers, razors, knives, and in some cases revolvers. It would seem that the most accurate record was actually the one told by the police at the court at the beginning of July 1919, when 8 white men, 1 white woman, and 32 black men, seamen, were brought before the court. The following is taken from the Western Mail, 3rd of July 1919, as written by their court reporter. Quote, Constable Nan Caro said in court that on the 6th of June he saw a crowd of 1,000 to 1,500 men and youths outside a black men's boarding house in numbers 3 and 4 George Street. Stones were being thrown, and one of the ringleaders was Gordon Maskell. They got into the house, smashed the furniture and burnt it on the railway siding. Later reports describe this as a bonfire of kindling and wood. According to PC Nan Caro, Maskell then led the crowd to the Swan Cafe in Commercial Road, which is left at the first intersection off of George Street. And after that was wrecked, he shouted, "Now for the Chinese," and they proceeded to 16 Commercial Road, which they damaged, and further raids were made on Maskell and William Hunt being the ringleaders. The constable continued, when arrested, Maskell stated, "I did it for the benefit of seamen, who I am one, and cannot get a job because of the," and we choose not to use this word, "N, being here. We've tried other ways. Now we intend to take the law into our own hands." Researching Maskell, we find that during the war he was a stoker in the Royal Fleet Reserve on the HMS Amphitrite, which had spent much of the war as a mine layer, operating the Northern Atlantic from Portsmouth down the coasts of Portugal, Spain, Morocco and Cape Verde. He was only discharged 3 months earlier, on the 21st of March 1919, on a disability discharge. Hunt was to be given an alibi by several members of his family, which resulted in his acquittal. In the following days, the Western Mail reporting of the trials continued under the heading Pandemonium in Potter's Parade. Jeremy Shea, John James Lynn, William Ryan, Mary Ellen Sheedy and William Edgar Reynolds were charged with riotous assembly. Assembling together on the 7th of June 1919 in Rupera Street, Bolt Street, Canal Terrace and George Street. In court, Mrs. Jane Martimars of Potter's Parade said a crowd assembled outside her house at 10:15 p.m. on June the 7th. And Mrs. Sheedy shouted, "Come out, you black N." She, Mrs. Martimars, closed the door shop, but the crowd started to break out the windows. The door was broken open and some men went upstairs and out to the back premises. Mrs. Sheedy told Mrs. Martimars she ought to be burned. Another witness, William Hasty, gave similar evidence and said that Mrs. Sheedy poured paraffin oil out of a bottle onto the windowsill. Another witness, Edith Schultz of Potter's Parade, said the curtains of the house were burnt and she smelt paraffin. In researching the riots, the only woman we can find that appeared in court as a result of the race riots was Mrs. Sheedy. William Hasty was also a former soldier, that's the witness, having been in the Worcester Regiment and invalided out of the army in 1916 with a British War Medal and the Victory Medal. In court, Constable Nan Caro said he saw John Lynn, one of the foremost figures in a hostile crowd of 700 to 800 people. Police Constable Griffiths said that he saw Lynn throw a stone through a window in number 3 Repairer Street. And Police Sergeant Bailey said William Ryan was shouting to the crowd, "Come on, boys, let's have the ends out." Ryan also smashed some windows. A witness, Alfred Tyler of Canal Terrace, said he saw Reynolds throw a stone and also saw him drag a woman down to the ground by taking hold of her blouse. The court records show one significant fact that differs from Barry and Cardiff reports. White witnesses and others coming forward and appearing in court, and as I say, those witnesses were local white people. Western Mail, 5th of July 1919. Percy Samuel White, a coloured soldier of Newport who failed to surrender to his bail, was charged with riotous assembly. He had been arrested in Bristol. PC's Nankara Macaulay said he'd been one of the leaders in the racial riots. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 3 months hard labour. If the reporting's correct, White was actually part of the mob attacking black people. We cannot sure if that is correct, although it is disturbing if it is. The events of June 1919 in Newport are even less discussed than Barry and Cardiff. Not common knowledge locally, and little has been written about them in 100 years since then. Only recently has this secret history been published, but it's still not the topic of schoolwork, which is a shame for so many reasons. The black men arrested were all from Sierra Leone and West Africa. The sentence handed out in court varied. The following sentences were handed out. 1. Bound over for 12 months. This is not a criminal conviction. It means that if someone misbehaves again, they will be dealt with more severely. Acquitted, found not guilty or no evidence presented. Sentenced to prison for a specified number of months. The white rioters, William Haley and John James Lynn, were bound over for 12 months, as, and we really don't know why, was Lynn's father. Gordon Maskell and Mary Ellen Sheedy, as we've said, the only woman to have been brought into court, was sentenced to 3 months. William Ryan was sentenced to 2 months. William George Hunt, Jeremiah Shea and William Edgar Reynolds were acquitted. Percy Samuel White, as we said, was sentenced to 3 months hard labour. The black seamen that appeared in court on the 3rd of July 1919 and their sentences. We'll give you their age, and as far as we know, they were all African, with only one not being born in Sierra Leone. All were charged with riotous assembly. Only one black seaman went to prison. That was Jack Savage, who was aged 22 in 1919. And he was sentenced to 1 month's hard labour. Jack Savage obviously stayed connected to Wales, because 9th of December 1943, during World War II, he died on a ship that had steamed out of Cardiff docks. He therefore served on the British Merchant Navy in 2 World Wars, dying at the age of 46. John Davis was bound over for 12 months. At the time of the race riots, he was 22 years old. For his service in World War I on the Merchant Navy, he received a campaign medal. He is recorded as having been born in Old Calabar, also known as Duketown, which is now part of southern Nigeria. On the 30th of September 1940, he died aboard the SS Heminge, leaving behind his wife Irene in Hull. He was 43 years old. Joe Ellis was bound over for 12 months. Born in Sierra Leone, he was 28 in 1919. He died in World War II aboard the SS Manchester Brigade on the 27th of September 1940. He was 49 years old and lived at 23 St Bede Street, Moss Side, Manchester. Black seamen also bound over for 12 months: John Schilling, aged 21, Charles Morris, aged 43, James Watts, age 29, James Payne, 28, Charles David, 30, Texas Brown, 22, and Patrick Galland, 28. Tom Savage was bound over for 12 months. He was born in Sierra Leone and he was 24 in 1919. He died in World War II aboard the SS Childale on the 17th February 1940. He had received a campaign medal for his service in World War I. He was 45 years old, and at the time of his death, he lived at 9 Charles Street, Newport. Also bound over for 12 months were Toby Jackson, age 22, John Brass, age 24, Jack Purser, age 23, and Jacob Brown, age 19. Charles Brown was bound over for 12 months. Born in Sierra Leone, he was 24 in 1919. He died in World War II on the 25th of July 1940. He'd received a campaign medal for World War I. He was 45 years old when he died and left his 36-year-old wife, Mary, behind at 1 Travis Street, Barry. Tom Glasgow was acquitted. Born in Sierra Leone, he was 22 in 1919. He received a campaign medal for World War I. He died in World War II on the 11th of February 1944 after his ship steamed out at Liverpool Docks. Other black seamen acquitted were John Roberts, age 27, Daniel Smart, age 21, George Hemmick, age 25, Jack Harris, age 22, Wyman Morris, 26, George Smith, 28. The black seamen that appeared in court on the 3rd of July 1919 had served in World War I, and many had also served in World War II. But for a couple of days in 1919, they were chased and attacked, and because they defended themselves, arrested. Those riots then sprang up in Barry and Cardiff. If you look on our YouTube site, you'll find that we've used pictures from the seamen's identity cards. These were taken at a later date, not from images in 1919.